This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, 7:23. I'll tell you, who are you? The answer to that after the news, and I'll play it again for you if we have time. But Tim Temple joins us now, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, with far more important things to talk about. How you doing, Tim?
Hey, morning, Tommy. Sorry, I was a few minutes late.
That's all right. I know you're a busy man. Let me talk about, if I can, to begin here, with Jacob Rowe yesterday. He was talking to us about being able to insure the home for stated value. Your thoughts on that, both as a policy and in terms of results with insurance companies?
Yeah, look, you know, that policy, I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to address a problem, which is affordability. They want to the insurance industry, the companies, to be able to offer a lower limit on your home. And, you know, the example is you've got $100,000 home, but you've only got $20,000 left on your mortgage, and you only want to insure it for that $20,000. Mm-hmm. The issue that the industry has is that what part of the 20, you know, what portion of that home are you insuring? You know, if you have a total loss, then I get it. You get a $20,000 check. If you have a partial loss, are you going to get, you know, who determines if was half the home damaged? Do you only get 10,000 of the 20, or do you get the full 20? It's problematic. I can understand there are stated value policies that other states offer, so that let's say you only want to insure your roof for $10,000 or some portion of your home. There's a way to do that. This bill, I think, is going to introduce more problems than solutions. But look, if it becomes law, then we'll work with the industry and we'll try and bring, you know, the best product available to the consumers.
So tell me how that would work with deductible.
I don't know. That's just it.
I mean, because I was talking to Jacob yesterday, and some people took me to task for not understanding it. But for example, if in your case that you gave just now, Tim, if you have a $100,000 home and you only owe $20,000 on it, well, you owe that money. So that whatever that $20,000 insurance you get, that's got to go to the people that loaned you the money, right? I mean, they got to get paid first. Wouldn't that make sense?
Well, that's right. I mean, if you've got a loan, I mean, you know, and look, many of us have been in that situation, you know, with past hurricanes, and you've got a mortgage and you get a check and it's got your name and it's got your lender's name on it. Both have to sign off. So, like I said, I think this creates more problems than solutions. Mm-hmm. But if it becomes law, we'll work with the industry. We'll work with everybody and see what we can bring that hopefully accomplishes what the author wanted in that bill. Like I said, I get the intent. I understand that people just want to lower their insurance premiums, and I understand that, but I don't think this is the I don't think that this is the vehicle that's going to do it.
Well, the other concern I have is if your home is paid for and it's $300,000 and you just want to get $50,000 of insurance, okay, but really what good is that going to do you? I don't, and again, that goes to the deductible. I guess you would have a lower deductible, but I think what's going to happen is people right now in the calm of, you know, June 3rd are going to say when there's nothing in the Gulf, okay, fine, yeah, let's lower it. But then if something happens and the home gets wiped out, they're going to be looking for somebody to bail them out. And that's going to come down to the taxpayers. And it's like, well, wait a minute, I'm paying all of my insurance. Why, you see where I'm going with this?
Well, look, Tommy, not only that, but I think it presents a problem for the insurance agents that sell this product because, you know, in that scenario you just gave, $300,000 home and $50,000, they get major damage. Look, they're going to turn around and say to their agent, well, you didn't convince me to buy enough insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the point is that it highlights the fact that there's a lot of frustration around affordability, and people are looking for any and every solution that there is. And again, I applaud the author for bringing this up as a concept, but I don't think it's going to. I think it's going to create more problems than fix issues.
And then I got to thinking about automobile insurance. I drive a 2014 CRV that's worth about $7,000. It's worth a lot more than that to me. So if something happens, they would total out the car and pay me $7,000. Would you then, with a $300,000 home, total it out and give the people $50,000 and walk away, or then could I get a stated value policy for my car of $500, although I don't know what I would do with $500 if the car was totaled because it's worth more than that to me. You see how my mind got to working here, Tim?
Yeah. Well, look, you know, on your car, you know, you can go without comprehensive coverage, right?
Right.
You don't have to buy the FISDAM.
Right.
You buy the liability. So
right. That's
a little bit different. But, yeah, it's a very similar type loss scenario. So, you know, again, look, we're working. We've passed a lot of good legislation last year. It is starting to work with regards to property. It's not, you know, as fast as people want, but we are seeing progress. So this is again, I appreciate the author. He's trying to bring solutions to the citizens of Louisiana, but I don't think this is one that's going to do as what we want it to, as intended.
So what is it that you're excited about or optimistic about passing in the legislature? What is it that you would not like to see passed or signed into law? Well, not that the governor has signed it,
you know,
or at least become law.
Right. Well, last week we had, you know, the governor did a press conference on some legal reform bills, and you look, several of those were significant steps. I mean, for Louisiana, I'd say even, you know, one was monumental, and that was a modified comparative fault by Emily Chenevere, a great bill, which basically says if you're more than 51% at fault for causing the accident, you can't recover damages. It's pretty common sense. I think 34 states have that law in existence, and it moves us in the right direction towards accountability. There were some other bills that were passed, Housley presumption, no pay, no play. There was a bill that gives discounts for commercial vehicles.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Having dash cameras, but there's already a lot of companies that do that. Those bills all move us in that right direction. And, you know, Tommy, one of the things that on some other radio programs, I say that, you know, when you're as far behind as we are, we can't afford to take steps forward. Mm-hmm. We need to be taking leaps and bounds to address this affordability issue. But those bills are headed in the right direction. The one that obviously I've had a lot of problems with, the press is aware of this, was House Bill 148, which was originally House Bill 567, I think, by Representative Robbie Carter, which is an authority bill with the commissioner.
Right.
And, you know, it started off as focused on excessive rates in the authority that the commissioner myself would have, which I have maintained. We already have ability to deny excessive rates if they're not actuarially justified. We've done it over 20 times since I've been commissioner. We've denied rates. This removed the actuarial justification and made it completely subjective.
Well, when you say excessive, that's a subjective word, right?
Well, excessive, but the way the law was, excessive based on math.
That's
the way
I mean.
It was. Yeah. So now it's removed the math, and subjective is just whatever feelings, whatever, you know, whatever the commissioner feels like. And amended the bill a little bit. They added back some math, if you will, but it makes the math, again, it's may, not shall. So it, again, still creates the subjective terms. But Tommy, two other things that they've added to this bill now is a confidentiality provision that companies are provided, a protection they're provided for doing business in Louisiana. Everybody has their – all different businesses, not just insurance, has – a secret sauce or a special way of doing things. And this removes the confidentiality protection that insurance companies would have in the state of Louisiana. And it also created a clawback, if you will, so that a commissioner of insurance could determine that last year or 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago that I think that an insurance company made too much money. Just subjective.
Mm-hmm.
And can claw back what would be determined as excessive profits and turn that around and give it to companies. And let me tell you, I don't know of any other state in America that does that. I don't know of any business in America where that is such that you have one person that has the power to say, you know, Tommy, I think you made your radio station. I think we paid you too much 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. We want some of the payback.
Yep, that's not the way America works, I don't think. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break and back talk to Pat Connick, State Senator. Time now, WWL First News. Hi, 7:45, quarter till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to Pat Connick, Louisiana State Senator. How you doing, Senator?
Good morning, Tommy. Doing well.
Let's talk about stated value and Representative Jacob Breaux, whom you know well, and I just got off the phone with Tim Temple talking about it. HB 356, have you had a chance to look at this yet or not?
Which one is that?
Stated value, where you could... Thoughts on that, your thoughts on it.
I like it. I'm going to hear it in the committee tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's going to be heard in committee, so I'll weigh the pros and cons. But at first glance, I really think it's something that can help people get some insurance that they can afford. And I'm all for that. The issue is going to be that, okay, when a storm comes and you don't have enough insurance to pay for the rest of your house, and what you're going to do. So, but there's pros and cons on both sides, and I have support for Jacob, and I think he can get this passed.
See, that's what my concern is that in the calm of June 3rd and everything's quiet, it's like, yeah, I don't need all that insurance, but if something happens, you do. Somebody texted in and said it's going to save money. Because insurance companies are overvaluing homes, but are they or not? Or are they obligated to pay up to the limit of the policy if the house is totaled? And with inflation, are they overvaluing homes? Is that something the legislature should look at or anything?
Yeah, those are the questions we're going to be asking in Commerce Committee tomorrow when we meet. I would like to see what the Insurance Commissioner has to say. But we also got to make sure that we can insurance that we can afford, and this may be one of the tools we need to have.
But if it doesn't do you any good, it's just a waste of money in all ways, right? I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out, Pat. Because if you got a $100,000 home and you get $20,000 of insurance on it, all right, what are you gonna do with it? And I think like you, then after it happens, people are gonna be looking for the government to bail them out, which means you and me are people that have paid full price for their insurance. And
but if your home's not total, then you can use that money, that kind of thing. So we'll see.
Yeah. That's true, I guess. Or you could, and again, that would be subject to the mortgage, right?
Absolutely, and it could be a risk that you take if you don't insure your house for the full value. But you know, unless your house is totaled, I think you should be okay. But yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, and as long as you don't come after the government looking for more money, I guess is the other thing too. Let's talk about other things proceeding in the legislature that got your attention.
They got a lot, Tommy. We had the mid-barrier tariff diversion discussion, the insurance reforms with the car insurance. You have the DOTD reforms, and you got the Belchase toll bridge that's still on the front burner.
Yeah, let's get to the Belchase toll bridge. What can be done about that? I got a picture of my vehicle and a license plate crossing after I got the transponder, whatever the hell I'm supposed to have. Hell can't freeze over cold enough for me to pay that. What are you looking at as far as the Belchase Bridge tolls?
It's a bad deal. We had a hearing yesterday in joint transportation. The DOTD wanted to take $1 million of the liquidated damages and put it towards a contract. We said, no, you're not doing that. That stays with the people in Belchase for road improvements. Mm-hmm. Find the money someplace else. But when you look at the deal, whoever negotiated the deal on behalf of the state, on behalf of the toll payers in Plaquemines Parish, they did not represent them very well. It's almost like malpractice in my mind of what they give away.
Well, who did negotiate it? That's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of, because it seems like somebody can sign on to a deal that indebts people for 30 years, but then they're out of it, and who knows who signed. Do you know who signed, who negotiated?
And that was the discussion yesterday. There's a law firm out of Washington, D.C., that we're going to be looking into what's their relationship with Plenary and how did all this go down. But they were the main guys who negotiated this thing, and it's like me and you making a contract and giving it to someone else to pay for it.
That's what it seems like to me. And, Pat, and I'm not alleging anything here, but my concern is, who knows if there were any shenanigans between this Washington, D.C. firm and Plenary, and I'm not saying there were, but if there could have been, well, then, you know, I wind up paying for that for 30 years, and they enrich themselves off of that, right?
And that's why we got to look into it. It may be nothing there, but it's something that you follow the trail, and that's where it's leading to. Who negotiated this deal that for 30 years? And like one instance, they have an operation maintenance cost set aside for $120 million for that bridge. And when you look at the bridge, the operation and maintenance cost of the bridge in Algiers, that's $20,000 a year. It's nothing. But why would you have this high operation and maintenance cost on the Belchase Bridge?
It's a smaller bridge.
Yeah, and why would you force the people in Plaquemines Parish to pay to take down the old bridge and take out the tunnel?
Something makes no sense here at all. Let me take a break. We'll talk about Mid-Barrier Tariff Sediment Diversion when we come back. 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 756 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Pat Connick, Louisiana State Senator, both of us Shaw graduates, I'll say. Pat, when it comes to Mid-Barrier Tariff Sediment Diversion, I had Gordon Dove and Simone Malaz on together about a week and a half ago, maybe. I don't know. I honestly don't. I wish I knew what was the right thing to do when it comes to Gordon Dove and Coastal Protection Restoration Authority and the plan that he touts that the Corps of Engineers designed. Is that, I don't understand who designed what, where, and how we got to Mid-Barrier Tariff Sediment Diversion, or what the Corps says about the Mid-Barrier Tariff Sediment Diversion or their plan. Where are we on all of this?
If you can imagine the Mississippi River Delta, that bird foot, and take one of those channels that's going into the Gulf and move it up 50 miles, just one of those channels. Mm-hmm. That's the diversion. That's the river being diverted into, you know, south of Myrtle Grove, 50 miles up. Everyone that's south of there is against the diversion. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm finding out. We have spent already $750 billion on the project. I hate to see that go away, but mm-hmm. the governor's basically pulled the plug on that project. They want to go with a smaller diversion that's going to take another, you know, 8 to 10 years to develop and to build and get the financing. But on the other side, the governor's saying that they can use that money that they're going to save from not building the big $3 billion diversion to build a land bridge and do a smaller diversion and do all these other projects that are going to help, you know, build the coast up faster.
Does anybody know?
Well, the science is, you know, for years the science was saying build a big diversion, mm-hmm. But that has changed.
The science has changed or the desire has changed?
I think the desire has changed. I mean, the folks in Plaquemines Parish and Grand Isle, the fishermen, they have felt that they have not had a voice in this process all along. But with this new governor, they got a new voice, and they were able to stop it. Is it right? Is it wrong? It's just the facts that we're dealing with. But, you know, I told Gordy Dove, this is on him. This is your baby, and you're going to have to live with it. And, you know, the governor's the governor. We're going to, you know, do it. He has the power to make this happen. But we got to build that coast up somehow. We got to make sure we have the hurricane protection we need. And they say they have the plans to do it a different way. So we'll see what happens.
Seems like you have to decide what's best for the entire state or what's best for people below the diversion. That's what it comes down to?
That's the battle. I mean, you know, the folks, absolutely, if the diversion goes as the big diversion is built, those folks will suffer. And they will have their lives, you know, changed for good. So, but I think the governor has heard their complaints and heard their
and has acted on it, I guess. Thank you, Pat.
Has acted on it.
Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.